Let's say five people were Taivea guy. Amrulai, they said to him, Tain lanu pikadin shiyesh lanu biyadecha. Give us our pikdainis, our pikadins that we have in your hand. And he says, Shvua she'en lechem biyadi. He says, I have nothing of yours, meaning all five of you, I don't have any of yours biyadi in my hands. Ene chayv al achas, it's one shvua, he's only chayv one. Let's say he said, Shvua she'en lecha biyadi, v'loy lecha, v'loy lecha. He said, on each one, I don't have for you, I don't have for you, I don't have for you. So then he's chayv al kal achas v'achas. He's chayv for each and every person that he made a shvua towards. Rabbi Elazar Omer Achi Yema Shvua Be'achrayna. Unless he says shvua at the end, he doesn't mean to differentiate each one as a separate shvua, and therefore he'd only be chayv one. Rabbi Shimon says, Achi Yema Shvua L'kol Echad Ve'echad. No, he has to make a separate shvua for each individual one, or it's not considered separate shvus. Tein li pikadin. Let's say someone says, give me my pikadin. Ush sumas yad, and give me the loan. Gezel, the stolen thing you took from me. Va'aveda, you have my lost object. Shiesh li biyadecha. Shua she'en lecha biyadi. He says, he swears that he doesn't have it. Ein echayv ala achas, he's only chayv one. Shua she'en lecha biyadi pikadin. Ush sumas yad, v'gezel va'aveda. If he enumerates each one individually, he says that I don't have your pikadin or your loan or your gezel, your aveda, then he's chayv al kalachas v'achas. He means to make a separate shvua for each one. Tein li chitin usa'irin v'kusman sheyesh li biyadecha. If someone says, give me the wheat, barley, and spelt that I have by you. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi. Then he says, I do not have it. Tein li chayv al achas. Again, since he made only one shvua, it's one. Shvua she'en lecha biyadi chitin usa'irin v'kusman. If he enumerates each one individually, he's chayv al kalachas v'achas. He's chayv for each. Meir Omer. Even if he said one chito, one sa'ira, or one spelt, he's chayv al kolachas va'achas. Why? Even though normally if you make a shvua on less than a shava pruta, it's you're not chayv for it. Over here, he didn't mean a single one. He meant the measure of chito of sa'ira kusemes, so therefore you're going to be chayv for each individual one, you're going to be chayv a carbon shvua. Mishnah Dalad Arnasto Patisa Zbiti. So this Mishnah is dealing with, in order to be Mechayiv someone for a carbon shvua, he has to have been Kaifer Mammon. Now Mammon and not Knas. So over here we have certain things in the Mishnah that are mixed. You have two types of monetary obligations for each one. Some is Knas and some is Mammon. So if you have a mixture of the two, so then you're still going to be Chayiv for the Shvua because you're denying Mammon besides for denying Knas. If it's purely Knas, so then you're going to be Pater. So the Mishnah says, Anasto Patisa Zbiti. Someone says, you're Ma'anis or you're Mefata, my daughter. Vu Omer Loi Anasti V'Loi Pitisi. Mashpiach Ha'aniva Omer Omein. So he's Mashpiyim and he says, Omein, he is Chayif, because besides for the knas of Oynes and Mefata, there's also other chiyuvim that are chiyuve mammon for her pchas that she goes down in value and embarrassment. So those are mammon, and you're going to be chayif. Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon says, Yipater, she'ena mishalim knas al pi atzmai. You don't pay knas when you're admitting it. So if he would have admitted it, he would have been pater. So therefore, it's not called that he's being Kaifer Mammon. Is Amrulai, they said back to Reb Shimon, Alpha Pishayna Mishalim Knas. That's very nice that you don't pay Knas al pi atzmai. But what about Mishalim Baisha Supgam? You still have to pay Baisha Supgam, which is Mammon al pi atzmai. So therefore, you're still going to be Mechayiv a carbon Shvua because of the Mammon aspect of it. The question is, so what did he hold? Why was he saying that you potter? Because he held that the Iker Tvia of a person is the Iker Tvia that a person is being Taiveya. Is the knas when he tainas oynes umefata, so therefore it's called that he was being kaifer the knas, which is not mammon, and therefore he is potter. Have a good day.